This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two leading U.S. Democrats on Sunday condemned President Donald Trump's clemency for his longtime friend Roger Stone, wiping out his 40-month prison sentence for political wrongdoing. In February, a jury convicted Stone of seven offenses, including witness tampering and lying to federal authorities. A judge sentenced him to 40 months in prison. He was to report to prison this week. On Friday, President Trump commuted his sentence. Stone's convictions remain on his record. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence staggering corruption during an interview on CNN. She said legislation will be introduced that would in the future limit a president from commuting, pardoning, or offering clemency to anyone who is convicted of a crime that affects the president's culpability. Two Republican senators, Mitt Romney and Pat Toomey, on Saturday also attacked Trump's action. Romney, who lost the 2012 presidential election to former President Barack Obama, called Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence, in his words, unprecedented, historic corruption. An American president commutes the sentence of a person convicted by a jury of lying to shield that very president. Toomey from the eastern state of Pennsylvania said Trump, in his words, clearly has the legal and constitutional authority to grant clemency for federal crimes. That's the end of his quote, but he called the action a mistake. There are now more than 12.8 million COVID-19 infections around the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. More than 567,000 people